Today, of course, we celebrate the day that's dedicated of the week to the Blessed Mother, Our Lady. The Divine Office particularly concentrates on her. But it is also the feast of St. Eustachius and his companions. And his companions included his wife and his two children, two boys. And they were all tortured around the year 120 AD. First, they were beaten to a pulp, and then they were beheaded. And of course, now, otherwise they would have been totally forgotten, but because they are martyrs, early martyrs of the Church, they are remembered in the Divine and Sacred Liturgy. But today also and tomorrow, there are about 500 or 600 martyrs. Of course, they have the martyrs of North Korea, and then we have hundreds of martyrs from Spain, from the 1920s and 1930s. That persecution of the Church, which prompted my grandparents and their family to leave Spain and come to the colonies where they had vast holdings from the Queen in the past. And many others were not so fortunate, but there were literally thousands of priests and nuns that were killed. Today and tomorrow, some of their feasts, because not all of them do we know. We know their names, but not all of them do we know everything about their lives. But some of their feasts, by name, are celebrated, particularly in Spain. And so we remember all of them. And we remember always that the following of Christ is the following of the cross. If anybody expects to have roses and lilies and all kinds of things and perfumes and chocolates and whatever in this life on the way to the end, they're wrong. This life and the following of Christ is one of suffering, complete, abject suffering. Not only physical suffering, as St. Eustachius and his companions and the others experience, but a suffering, internal suffering, of sorrow, of loneliness, of rejection and dejection by even those who claim to be of our same religion and our same camp. And so we have to remember this and offer everything up to Jesus through the Blessed Mother Mary. And our sufferings will be rewarded in heaven. And then we will receive indeed the great things that we are expecting. Not only chocolates and flowers, but something much, much greater, which is the blessed presence of the Trinity, Our Lady, St. Joseph, and of all the angels and saints to whom we commend ourselves. And of course, this month is not only the month of Our Lady of Sorrows, that tells us exactly what it's all about, but also it is the month of the holy angels, of the 9 choirs of angels to whom we pray. The Chapel of St. Michael, which involves all the choirs of angels, is in the bulletin this weekend for your good, for your spiritual good and growth. And it's a very, very blessed chaplet. And we beseech Almighty God to bless and protect each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.